Good morning, Psalm 23 and verse 4. Psalm 23 and verse 4. I'm going to continue today in the series that we've been in entitled The Fear Factor. We've talked last week about the fear of sudden trouble and talked about how the storm came up on the sea and how Jesus, you know, calmed the waves and he calmed the storm at sea. And so we've talked about a number of different fears. We've talked about the fear of sudden trouble, the fear of loneliness, fear of failure, things like that. And we began, you know, by talking about when David went and met Goliath and he fought against Goliath. And we've been sharing with you some biblical principles on how, as believers, that we can face the common fears of life that we all struggle with. And so we'll continue that today. Psalm 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It was the famous comedian playwright, Woody Allen, who said this. He said, I'm not afraid to die. He said, I just don't want to be there when it happens. And so before you check out on me this morning, I'm going to be talking about a subject that we really don't like to think about, but in this series, we've come, I think, to the most common fear that most people face, and that is the fear of dying. But what I want to do today is give you the biblical answer for that, because it's been my experience through the years that there's a difference in how people approach this subject. If you're a believer, you approach it one way. If you're a non-believer, you approach it a far different way. It was February 1st, 2003, when the space shuttle Columbia attempted re-entry to the Earth's atmosphere. And about 9 o'clock that morning, when the space shuttle Columbia was attempting re-entry, as you know, it broke apart. We saw it on TV. Debris was scattered from Texas all the way to Louisiana. All 7 crew members died in that event on that day. And here's what I want to share with you about that example that I'm talking about. Several years after that event occurred, it came out in a report that NASA gave that the people at NASA had discussed the possibility that maybe Columbia would not make it back into reentry, because what they had discovered was this. From Houston, what they discovered was that a part of the plane, the insulation on the Columbia, had been damaged in the takeoff. And they knew that if the damage was significant, that there was no way that Columbia could come back to Earth, re-entry successfully, and the astronauts be saved. And so here was the question in the command center. The question that the flight director had for his team members was this: should we tell the astronauts? Should we let them know that they're not going to make it? Should we let them know that they're not going to be successful in reentry, or just let them think that they're going to come back and land safely, and then what happens, happens? Well, as you know, the astronauts were never told. Now, the point of that story is this. We all know this, that we're going to die one day. Also, we know this, that we need to prepare for that event that's going to happen. And so what I want to do today is share with you 3 biblical thoughts from the Bible about the fear of dying. Number 1, I want to talk about the fact of death. Now, the Bible doesn't try to hide the fact of death. It doesn't. The Bible, over 900 times, talks about death or dying. But see, when the Bible talks about death, in a lot of the passages, what it talks about, though, it talks about death in a poetic way. It talks about death as being gathered to your people. There's a verse in 2 Kings that says this, that we go to the grave in peace. And so it talks about death that way. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says this, that it is appointed unto men, unto us, people, once to die, and then after that is the judgment. So it is a fact of life. Now, the advantage we have is this. We know that it's coming. We know that it is eventual. We know that death is 100%, as far as the statistics go, it is no one escapes that. But also, what God has given us is the time to prepare for that day. And so preparation is important. Now, if those astronauts had known that they were going to die, I wonder what kind of conversations they would have been having. And I wonder what commitments they would have been making in their own heart if they had known that, you know, the shuttle was going to be, you know, destroyed in reentry. Well, you don't know about that. But here's what we know. We know eventually that death is coming, so we should prepare for that time. The Bible tells us that death is no respecter of person. The Bible tells us that the Bible gives us the truth about death, and it's something, it's not something really for a believer to fear. But the way the Bible presents it is this way. It is a journey. It is a journey that begins at your birth, and it is a journey that takes us into the presence of God. You see, death for the believer is God's vehicle for us to enter into heaven. That's what it is. And it gets us into the very presence of God. So that's the fact of death. Secondly, I want to talk about the faces of death. When the Bible talks about death, there are three different kinds of death that the Bible talks about. The first kind of death that the Bible talks about is physical death. And the Bible says it this way in the book of James, that when the spirit is gone from the body, then that is death. And so there is the physical part of death where these bodies die. You know, I think really that's what's hard on us, really. When our loved ones die, when our friends die, And you know, the physical presence is not here. And it's very difficult for us. That's what we struggle with. We struggle with that separation because it is hard. The physical absence of our loved ones is what we struggle with. But the Bible talks about death being that. It is a separation. But again, for believers, here's what I want you to understand. See, here's the biblical principles that I want you to get. The biblical principle from the Bible is that the separation for believers is only temporary. Why? Because death is a journey. Eventually, one day we'll all be together as believers. One day we'll all be in heaven together, and so the separation is temporary. The second kind of death, though, that the Bible talks about is spiritual death. That goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, all the way back when Adam and Eve sinned against God. And the Bible says it this way in the New Testament, that what sin did was to separate us from God in a spiritual way. That's why when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He made a way for us to reconnect with God, to make sure that we have eternal life through the person of Jesus Christ. We're connected with Him. We are made alive spiritually in a spiritual way. And so the Bible speaks about, though, before we come to Christ, we are dead in trespasses and sins, as the Bible says. We're separated from God in a spiritual way. So the Bible talks about spiritual death in Romans 3:23. In Romans 6:23, the Bible speaks about that. There's a third kind of death that the Bible talks about. And this is found in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 19. In Revelation chapter 19, the Bible talks about the great white throne of judgment. The great white throne of judgment is where unbelievers will appear before God at the judgment time, in the last time. And here's what the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 19. It says that death was cast into the lake of fire. Now, when the Bible talks about this kind of death, what it's talking about is this. It's talking about being separated from God forever and ever and ever. That is the lake of fire. That is hell. Being separated from a loving God forever and ever and ever. And the way the Bible describes that is this. The Bible calls that the second death. But the hope of the Scripture, though, is this. That we don't have to experience that. The promise of the Bible, the hope of the Scripture, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that the very moment that we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we experience eternal life at that very moment. Amen. We don't have to wait until we die to have eternal life. John 17:3 says this. Jesus said this. He said, eternal life is this. Eternal life is that they may know God. That they may know me. Jesus Christ, the only true God who has come into the world. That is what eternal life is. It is to know Jesus Christ. It is to have a relationship with God through the person of Christ. That is what eternal life is all about. And then thirdly, what I want to talk about now is the fear of death. Now, when we think about death, like I said, it's something we don't like to think about or something we don't like to talk about. But over and over again, like I said, that the Bible talks about death. However, as believers, here's what we need to remember. As far as the fear of death goes, death has been defeated. Amen. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Amen. He conquered death. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Jesus Christ has defeated death for us. And so when you think about Psalm 23:4, here's what I want you to think about from this verse. I want you to look at it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. First of all, here's what I want you to see. When the Bible talks about the fear of death, the Bible talks about death, look at how it describes it. As a valley. What did David say here? He says, I'm going to walk through this valley. Is death a valley? Yes. Is the fear of death a valley? It sure is. Is there things about it that we don't know? Yes, there are. But you see, here's the thing about a valley. It's open on both ends. David said, I'm not going to stay in that valley. I'm going to go through it. And we go through it with the Lord. The Scripture teaches this in the New Testament, that to be absent from this body is to be present with Him. So as a believer, again, you see, it's a journey. It's a journey through the valley. See, the picture here is going through the valley. It is through the valley. But also, here's what I want you to understand. Death doesn't end at all. Death doesn't cease anyone's existence. Whether you are a believer or a non-believer, then death doesn't end at all, because there is life after death. And so what we're saying is, though, that in Christ we have eternal life with Him. In Christ we have the promise of His presence forever and ever and ever. And that conquers the fear of death for us. But also he says this in verse 4. He talks about death being a shadow. Shadows can't hurt you. Shadows can cause fear. There's things that hide in that maybe in our imagination it hides in the shadows and things like that. But see, the shadows can't do anything with us. And that's what David is saying here. It's just a shadow. But here again is the promise. You are with me. And that's a great promise to know. Now, like I said, it's something we don't like to think about, something we don't like to talk about. But I know this. I've been around death and dying enough in my life to know this. That the way you view it and what you believe about it and what you believe about God and what you believe about Jesus Christ makes all the difference in the world. One of the most precious verses in the Old Testament that speaks of death is found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 116, verse 15. Listen to it. Here's what the Lord says. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. A great promise. And I know this. When it comes time for me to die, I want to die with peace. And I want to die with calmness. Because I know that I have eternal life. And I know that the exit from this life is only a journey. And I know death is a vehicle that takes me to the very presence of God. But you see, you've got to be prepared for that. If you're not prepared for that, there's not going to be peace. And there's not going to be calmness. But through Jesus Christ, and through believing in Him and trusting in Him, then we can have that peace and calmness. I want you to listen to this passage from the New Testament. John chapter 11, verse 25. Listen to it. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die in a physical way, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? That's what I believe. I believe that for people who put their faith and trust in the Lord, just like Jesus is talking about here, at death experience what we know as eternal life forever and ever and ever with Him. So now, how do we prepare for that? Well, I'm going to use a Bible word. And the Bible word is saved. The Bible word is to know that we're saved, to know that we have a right relationship with God, to trust in Jesus Christ, to put faith in Him, and to believe in His work on the cross and resurrection for us. When we believe that, then we are saved. And then we're prepared for that time. Like I said, you know, this is a subject that, you know, you know, really like, you don't like thinking about it, talk about it. I remember one time here I did, I talked to you all about the death clock. And I gave you a web page where you could go to and you can put your birth date and age and everything into that. And, you know, it'll give you the date of your death and all that kind of thing. And some of you didn't like that. And you let me know about that. And I remember that. But anyway, the thing I'm trying to say today is that the way we conquer the fear of death is to be prepared and to know Jesus Christ and receive Him into our life. And if you haven't done that, I'm asking you to do that, to trust Him and put faith in Him. But also this, we all here today who have loved ones and friends who have died. And it's very difficult, and it's very hard in our heart. You know, we struggle with that. But I also know this. One day there's going to be reunion. And one day we will see our loved ones again. And one day we will be in that place of perfect perfection where we will see the very face of God. Amen. And folks, I can't wait. And that's the hope that we have. And that's the difference in dying as a believer and dying as a non-believer. There's a great, great difference in where we spend eternity. Let's stand together for our prayer. Lord, I thank you today for your word. I thank you for the truth of the Bible. And Father, today as we have talked about this subject today of the fear of dying, we know it's not a very popular subject and it's something we don't like to think about and deal with and all that. But Lord, we have to. We need to be prepared. And the way we're prepared is through faith in you. And Lord, I thank you that many years ago I made that decision to receive you as personal Savior and asked you to forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. And Lord, I remember that. And I remember that day and that time. And that's the testimony of many people here today. Of that time when they were saved and they asked you to forgive them of sin and come into their life and be their Savior. And because of that, we're prepared. We're prepared for eternity. Lord, there may be those this morning who haven't made those preparations. For that person today who needs to come today and say yes to Jesus Christ. For that person who needs to be saved today, I pray that they would come and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the assurance we have of eternal life. We thank you for the comfort that the Bible gives us over and over again. The comfort of the promise of heaven. The comfort of the promise of our loved ones who die in faith. Lord, it gives us so much comfort. Father, I just ask today that your will and your way would be done in this invitation this morning. In your name we pray. Amen.